I'm Emily Rose Burnett from Albany. This is your home for local music. For Local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Live at EXT, Local 518, Emily Rose Burnett. And that's a beautiful song, Emily, called Maybe. Tell me about this song, Maybe.
I wrote this song about a year and a half, close to 2 years ago now. I was going through a breakup, my first breakup, middle of college. And I think for me, the idea behind it was like when you, as a young person, fall in love with somebody, you know when it happens. Like you fall in very quickly and you get very infatuated. But when you fall out of love with somebody, I don't think that it is as cut and dry. And I think that sometimes you slowly like wake up and realize like you guys are living two different lives. And that's kind of what inspired me to write that song. It's just feeling like the person that I was together with then, we had just drifted apart significantly because we were, you know, growing adults, basically.
So do songs that you write, do a lot of them come from your experience?
Oh, yeah. It's actually terrible. Because I write very visually. People might hear this song, and to be frank, everything in the details, none of it's made up. I write from what I see and what I experience around me.
And tell me who you have these two guys playing here with you today.
Yes, I have Nick Hilton playing guitar for me today, and I have James Rock, who plays keys. He's great. They're both great.
And how did you guys meet Emily?
I met Emily working at Guitar Center. Yep, and that's it. I play in a bunch of local bands. I worked part-time at Guitar Center. She ended up working there. Had this opportunity and asked if I would help her out, and I definitely volunteered.
I also met Emily at Guitar Center. I was actually just finished working there. I got a job over at Abercrombie. I remember I remember the day I met her because I didn't know who she was, but I came into Guitar Center just kind of shopping around, and across the room, somebody yells, Nick Hilton. And I'm like, who knows my full name like that? And it was her, and it was such a positive reception that I was like, all right, that's my girl. Before I actually knew she could sing, I was like, do you need a guitar player? She was like, I'd love one. And that's kind of how we got started. A lot of the demos for her music, we actually recorded in one of my old apartments. Right in the living room.
Now, Emily, how did you know his full name?
one of my coworkers, who also worked there with James and myself, was a friend of his and talked extensively about how Nick was really good at guitar. Aww. And they played music together. So when I met him, I just instantly was like, oh, that must be Nick Hilton. And it's worked out quite well. He's definitely helped me a lot with putting some of these ideas together.
We're live at EXT. Emily Rose Burnett here. She's singing some really wonderful songs for us. And we're gonna hear some more in just a moment. But I did want to touch on a little bit of your influences. I'm thinking we're going to hear a song from one of them later on in this set here. But who sort of tops the list?
Top five? I mean, obviously, Amy Winehouse is right at the top. Everybody knows that about me. It's just pretty much written on my face. I also like earlier Adele, her first album, 19, was a really, really huge influence on me. There's a woman named Leanne LaHavis, who is a songwriter out of London, who is phenomenal. She's really good. Etta James, to an extent, definitely. A lot of those soul singers, I love them.
What would you like to say about this next song, Hole?
So I wrote this with Nick. He helped me write this. This was one of those songs that we recorded in his apartment on a wintry Tuesday night in Albany over a couple of beers.
Yep.
The lyrics, this was completely improv. This just kind of came off the top of our heads. And he decided that he wanted to put a rap verse in it. And I was like, that's cool with me. It's definitely coming from a place where I finally got to a point where I started to feel like I was okay again. And I took my first trip to London alone. This was last February. And there was this feeling like all of my life had finally just I felt whole again for the first time in a long time, I guess.
And Nick, where did the inspiration for that verse come from?
I'm always excited to kind of get a chance to be featured on somebody else's music. I sometimes find it hard in writing my own music to be so open and honest because I have to give a lot at once. So particularly with her music being so expressive, I kind of just chime off of whatever her main ideas are. Her and I kind of live somewhat similar lives as far as having a little bit of a heartbreak tragedy going on. So that definitely was a huge part of it. We actually, the song got started because she came over, she had a few chords, and I was like, wait, I've got an idea. And, I kind of just stuck some sevens in there, kind of flipped it around, and then I was like, all right, I'm going to build this right now. And as I started putting it into Logic Pro, she just started writing, and she showed me what she had, and I was like, all right, can I rap on it like she said? And she gave me the opportunity, and it came out great.
That's awesome.
Came out great.
So we're live at EXT, Emily Rose Burnett. The song is called Hole.
Late at night, when my blood is high, I'm alone again. My heart wonders where you are. It's long enough to recall that you left me here in the dark. And I've spent 60 days and 60 nights just searching for the light at the edge of this cave. And when I came out, the sky was rearranged, and the sun fell in my head. Was it wrong for me to pour myself a drink? Maybe then I'll start to think about myself for a change. I won't have to go too far. Maybe not wonder where you are. Talk to strangers at the bar today. I'm wondering about this other side. Ocean, I'm just hoping that you'll understand. You can't hold my hand the way I hold on to you.
tapestry. Your body is a work of art, the mind a type of masterpiece. Your heart's a palace, it's decorated lavishly. And should we draw invaders, I would face them all valiantly. This ain't a fantasy, this didn't happen randomly. The universe aligns us, we're just stars amongst the galaxy. The fear's a fallacy, connection here is heaven. Send my efforts, love to lift you up, but nothing short of hell. Don't get it twisted, you know that when you hear my voice, you're probably bound to feel different. Maybe that's why you gotta keep me at a distance. Time and space are insignificant, I'm on the arc. Bring the rain, man,
cause I've spent 60 days and 60 nights just searching for the light. Oh, I've spent 60 days and 60 nights just trying to get this right, but I am
We're live at EXT. That song is Hellbent. This is Local 518 with Emily Rose Burnett. Emily, where did you learn to sing like that?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I never had guitar lessons or piano lessons, but I did choir and I played violin for about 10 or 12 years. And then I decided that violin stunk, in my opinion. I love it now. I just was not into it. I would rather have played guitar. So when I was about 11 years old, I decided that I wanted to start playing guitar. My parents couldn't afford lessons, but they bought me a guitar for Christmas. I don't know. Most of the way I've learned to sing was by listening, really.
Did you know you had such a powerful voice, though? I mean, or did you just sing? Do people tell you you have a powerful voice?
People tell me I do, yeah. For me, it's just, I kind of just close my eyes and just like get into the emotions of it. People say that it's powerful, and that's really nice. I take that as like a very strong compliment. But for me, I'm just doing my thing.
She's being modest. This girl can rock a whole neighborhood from a balcony. It's ridiculous. I've seen it firsthand. It's ridiculous.
It's definitely a very emotional voice. You can feel every ounce of emotion you're putting into that, so... Thanks for doing this here today. This is really awesome.
Thanks for having me.
How can folks find you? Because they're going to want to like know more about you and hear more of your stuff. And
yeah, so I have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. My Instagram page is under my full name, at Emily Rose Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T. I also have a Facebook page under Emily Burnett Music. And we're going to be recording some things in the next couple of months here. So once I have it out, I'll probably just put it on Spotify.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by and bringing these guys. This has been a wonderful treat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Now we're going to have you just play and sing this one, this last one.
Yeah. This is just an Amy Winehouse cover. The song's called Take the Box.
Why'd you choose this song?
Oh, because it's really hard to play and it's really hard to sing. And I honestly just wanted to see if I could do it. I love this song, though. It's like very deep to me. And it's from my favorite album of all time, which is Frank.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're screaming, I don't have a key for downstairs, so I punched all the buzzers, hoping you wouldn't be there. And now my head's hurting, say I always get my own way, but you were in the shower when I got there, and I don't want it to stay, but I got nothing to say. You're so beautiful before today, and then I heard what you had to say. Man, that was ugly. The machine you bought me a Christmas, put it in a box for ranks in there, and I don't care. Put it in the box, just take it. Take the box. Take the box. I came home this evening, and nothing felt like how it should be. I feel like writing you a letter, but that's not me. You know me feel so angry. I don't wanna be reminded of you. But when I left my in your kitchen, I said goodbye to your bedroom, it's smelly. Mr. False pretense, you don't make sense. I just don't know you. But you made me cry. Where's my kiss? Goodbye. I think I love you. The machine on bar, you bought me Christmas. I put it in the box for ranks, and then I don't care. Put it in the box, just take it. Take the box, just take it. Take it, take the box. Now just take the box. Take the box.
I'm Emily Rose Burnett. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.